Let's get an extension report now from Walsh County, where they had some bad storms over the weekend and some storm damage. This is Extension Agent Brad Brummond.
We do have some good news. You know, if you get into central Walsh County, we're talking from basically from Highway 32 all the way into Pembina County. We have some pretty good crops in that area, okay? We got some beans that are probably going to go 3,000 pounds. We have some really excellent-looking corn in that area, some really nice-looking sunflowers. There is good news there. It's not all doom and gloom. There's about a third of our county that has a good to excellent crop. In the eastern part of the county, it's probably got a port of fair crop, and the west is probably a fair crop. I mean, so it's just so very variable depending upon where the range came and stayed, you know. It's people want to hear the bad news, but we do have producers that have some of the biggest crops they've ever seen.
As cleanup efforts continue across Iowa this week following Monday's widespread windstorm that swept through the Midwest, farmers are assessing their heavily damaged crop fields and operations. Many photos and videos began circulating on social media Monday afternoon showing flattened Iowa cornfields, damaged storage facilities, and roofs ripped right off livestock buildings, among many other things. Iowa State University Extension field agronomist Megan Anderson described the damage as sad and devastating.
Infrastructure like grain bins and buildings and livestock housing, as well as the crops themselves, and they look pretty terrible. We've got a lot of flat and bent over corn that's just really devastating to see at this point in the season.
Anderson said the widespread crop damage comes at a time when parts of Iowa were already experiencing D3 or extreme drought conditions.
Now they've got crop on the ground, and so now not only are they going to be harvesting a drought-stressed crop, but they're going to be taking their sweet, precious time doing it because it's going to take forever to get it off the ground. And then we've got people who were sitting on what looked like it was going to be a really, really great crop, and now harvest for them is just going to be an absolute nightmare as well.
Despite an unprecedented downturn in the U.S.-China relations during the pandemic, U.S. businesses are not leaving the China market. The U.S.-China Business Council released its annual survey of members on Tuesday, which shows nearly 70% expressing optimism about the commercial prospects of the market, and 87% of the companies reporting that they have no plans to shift production out of China. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.